Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, James.
In the golf, the young Victorian Nathan Holmes has held his nerve to enter the big time.
Yeah, look, you said young, 24 is young in golf terms. He's had the biggest win of his career. That was at the Australian PGA tournament on the Gold Coast, the Royal Pines. And it comes with $330,000 in prize money. Not big on the global stage, but it'll be a big help as he enters the European Tour, which also includes entry into the British Open. Now, he was two strokes off the lead at the start of the day, and he started with a double bogey, and that could have been a setback. But he recovered well mentally and physically to give Royal Pines and the Australian PGA yet another playoff, and it was literally, you'd have to say, an iron will performance from a bloke who, 3 or 4 years ago, they said that they didn't think he had the mental toughness for the professional circuit. Now, his short iron game helped set up the three-way tie with the American Harold Varner III, could only be an American, couldn't he, and the young South African Dylan Fratelli, and he then beat them. He only needed the first playoff hole to win that. And look, just to give you an indication of what he is entering, another Australian, Mark Leishman, is already on the European Tour, and he's had a good win in the tournament in Sun City in Southern Africa overnight, and the prize money there for winning by six strokes is $1.25 million. So, as we said, young Nathan Holmes is really entering the big time. He'll be playing against some of the big names, but the big rewards are there as well, James.
He started with a double bogey. Maybe there's hope for us.
Not me, maybe you.
I'm very happy with a double bogey on any hole. Rugby union, the Australian women's sevens emerged as a genuine gold medal prospect for the Rio Olympics.
And this is a great little story. I mean, the bonsai form of rugby union is being reintroduced to the Olympics. It was way back in the dim and distant 1910s or something when rugby was last played, and it was only a men's side. Now, look, now they've won. There is a tour of sevens tournaments that goes around. This was the fourth one being played in South Africa. They beat Russia in the final 31-12, but I think the result that really mattered was the win over, yes, New Zealand in the quarterfinals. 15-12 was the final score, but that was after being down 12-0, and that's a pretty hefty mental advantage going into the rest of the sevens tournaments, and also ahead of the Rio Olympics. And, you know, there's this increasingly justified optimism of a medal of some hue. I think to think of a genuine gold medal performance this far out, well, you're allowed to think like that when you've won a tournament like this and won, you know, quite a few in this whole series, James.
And in motor racing, the breakthrough win for Mark Winterbottom in the V8s.
Look, this is a great story for many reasons. Mark Winterbottom was raised by his mum, June, who died of cancer in 2011, and he's dedicated this win to her. She raised him as a single mum from Struggle Street in Doonside in Sydney's western suburbs, and he's been trying to win this title for 13 years, and over the weekend, there were three races around the Olympic Stadium in Sydney, not that far really, on the train line, certainly from where he grew up, and he managed to finish fifth, third, and then fourth in the three races, and that was more than enough points to make sure he did finish ahead of Craig Lowndes. Now, Craig Lowndes had sort of slim hopes of winning, but he had a bingle in the qualifying rounds, and that ended his hope. So, in the way of motor racing, Winterbottom finally got to be showered with V8 Driver of the Year winning champagne, James.
Warwick Hadfield, thanks, mate. Speak in 23 hours from now.
Good on you, James.
At 6:30 tomorrow.